This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The consequences of my mistakes I've been grievously unfair to you, my loyal and dedicated staff, and my cabinet, and all of our agencies who have continued your exemplary service to our people in your respective agencies in the face of difficult circumstances.
Bentley, the Alabama governor, resigning because of the big scandal. Over a sex scandal, in fact. We'll talk about that and what it means. He's facing charges stemming from an investigation into this affair with an aide. Joining us right from the top, or off the top, here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, is Lori Lewis from Talk Media News. Lori, I don't know if there was a lot of reaction. There's so much happening that is focused on Washington and globally. I don't know if there was a lot of reaction to this Bentley deal, the governor resigning, but on a slow news day, there certainly would be. Was anybody in Washington talking about this?
Kate, so like you said, there is a lot going on in Washington right now, but this is definitely something that's in the headlines and people are talking about. Maybe, you know, not the first one or two sentences when people bring up the news, but it's up there. Governor Bentley, like you said, entered a plea agreement on two misdemeanor charges. One of those was failing to file a major contribution report, and then the other one was knowingly converting campaign contributions to personal use. And just on Friday, this wasn't expected. So this was quite the turnaround of events, and this is, you know, a scandal that's been playing out for quite some time now. So people have been watching it.
Yeah, true. It has been playing out for a while, certainly. So while that's happening, now the question becomes Syria. After the serious strike and then the confirmation, I guess, or at least what I was hearing today, that the United States saying we've concluded that Russia knew in advance of the Syrian chemical weapons attack last week. That's at least what they're saying. A U.S. official is saying, a senior official out of Washington, saying that a drone operated by Russians was flying over a hospital when the victims of the attack were rushing to get treatment. So what's the deal? How much did they really know, or what do we think they knew?
So like you just said, the Associated Press quoted this unidentified American official saying that Russia had somehow known about this chemical attack in advance. And That could be reasonable because we know that, or from what defense officials have said, there were Russian troops based at this airbase where officials say that this chemical attack was launched from. It's the same base that the U.S. then later struck. But following this, the White House called what's called a background briefing for reporters after this Associated Press report where they were going to, reporters figured they were going to address this matter. But then soon after that background briefing where reporters can quote officials as being, like, quote, officials instead of by their name, became a off-the-record briefing. And then later, a senior administration official said in a brief statement there was no consensus within the American intelligence community that Russia had foreknowledge about this attack. So there's conflicting reports. The White House also isn't being the most transparent in getting this information out. And why that is right now, I couldn't tell you.
Wow. All right, so other things are cooking, too. We know in D.C., the reaction to what happened last week. Now we have a Supreme Court justice. I still believe there's more conversation on that right after the confirmation.
Yeah, there. So that confirmation happened today. It happened at the White House, which was a change in practice. There's been some sort of precedent to do this in a public setting to emphasize the separation of the branches. But our newest nominee is Mr. Gorsuch, and he takes the place of Antonin Scalia. And I guess of note, one of the first cases that we'll hear is a separation of church and state kind of case that has to do with state funding for a playground at a church in Missouri. And Gorsuch is expected to turn, to tilt the court in a more conservative direction. So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, interesting. All right, Lori Lewis, Talk Media News. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
You know, some other quick headlines here I think that were sad. Three people dead, children wounded in this murder-suicide shooting in California at an elementary school. To me, one of the most horrific stories of the day. So, what a nightmare that you had people that were outside of the school wondering if their child was okay. And we're talking about San Bernardino's North Park School. 600 students were shepherded, is I guess the word to say, to safety. And hundreds of parents raced to the school. They were waiting for 4 hours to learn that if their children were okay. All but two of the kids were physically unharmed. So what happened was, and hearing the kids describe it, a teacher got shot, friend got shot. I mean, oh, awful. The gunman was Cedric Anderson. He went to school intending to kill his estranged wife, who was a North Park teacher. Elaine Smith accidentally shot two kids. So many of the parents of the school's children were at home when they heard the emergency sirens. And like I said, can you imagine how draining, how emotional that would be? What a nightmare to be to race to a school to find it out if your child is okay or not. And this was a husband shooting again. His wife, who was estranged from him, she was a school teacher. So sadly, Jonathan Martinez, 8 years old, died at the Loma Linda University Medical Center. You know what that's like, airlifted from the school. They tried, they scurried, they couldn't do anything. The other student, a nine-year-old boy, listed in stable condition. They think he may pull through. There were 15 students from grades 1 through 4 in the special needs classroom, along with two adult aides. But I'll tell you what, they responded quickly. 70 deputies responded to North Park Elementary. Boom, right away, aviation crew grabbing up the young boy, trying to do what they could do as fast as possible. In San Bernardino, the response time, they should be very proud of that. It's just immediate, just dropped right in. I mean, how awful is this? He came in really quickly, he came into the classroom and he started shooting. Had a rifle and just started to shoot. So a murder suicide. They'd only been married apparently for a few months, separated for about a month and a half. Just absolutely awful. And heartbreaking for the one boy dead and the other laying in a hospital bed. When does it all end? Coming up on the flip side, more of the tsunami coming out of Washington that affects you and me. Hang with us.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives made in America.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I gotta tell you. So we're bouncing around in a couple of different directions here on America tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Hope you're doing well. Sad, made me think of Sandy Hook when I heard about that school shooting in San Bernardino. They send your kid off to school, and I guess hope and pray everything's gonna be okay. And I said this in a previous show. When can we get back to a place where schools, work, church, public spaces, going out to eat, you're at a restaurant, you're not expecting someone to fling in and start shooting. Now, I know you could hear that statement and say, oh, that's ridiculous. Look at all the things that can happen. How often does it happen? But all it takes is for that to happen to you or someone you know. I mean, it is a tragedy of epic proportions. Tragic incident that has slammed into San Bernardino. And they responded quickly, like I said. That shooting started at 10:30 in the morning, and they were there, boom, within minutes. You'd have to feel good in one way if you're the parent of any of those kids that survive. But what about the parents of the 8-year-old? Special needs. 15 students just at the wrong place, the wrong time. On this, I mean, it's outrageous. It's outrageous. And there isn't too much more you can say about it. Even the San Bernardino mayor, I was looking for this, trying to find a quote, a piece of something from the mayor, because that's what always happens, right? What's the official reaction? And the mayor there is R. Kerry Davis, who said, "Far too often in the country and throughout the world, we gather to report this news of tragic events that take place." I mean, and that was really it. Nobody saw it coming. Nobody saw it coming, including that teacher. But scary, like I said, for parents who were waiting to be able to collect their child. Some of them waiting outside for hours because they were making sure everything was locked down and doing what you do at a scene like that. All right, speaking of a scene, I said about the tsunami that washes out of Washington and affects us. So there's a major push on tax reform. $1 trillion, baby. When you think of, imagine $1 trillion. When you're thinking of $1 trillion, what are you thinking? I'm thinking of stacks I can't even see that I'm sitting on top of. Seriously, I have to visualize things. And I just see a ridiculous amount of money. So the president is going to meet with about 20 chief executives on Tuesday. He's trying to gain some support for this program. And when we say, well, who are these people? Not the headless horsemen of the XYZ company. We're talking about General Motors, International Business Machines, Walmart, all of them. He is pledging to unlock $1 trillion in private and public infrastructure investments to fix what? Crummy bridges, the electrical grid, broadband internet. Can I hear you now? Modernizing airports. Didn't he say it looked like Beirut? For goodness sake, LaGuardia. When you fly into Queens, it's unrecognizable. And I was the great defender of that airport for a long time. Now, oh, it's horrific. So he's going to the private sector for this national rebuilding program. He says he wants to streamline the income tax system, cut federal regulations, reduce corporate income tax, and add new taxes to companies, production companies, to keep or move production to the United States. And he's had a lot of these sessions with CEOs of big companies. It's not new. So for, you know, for GM, the CEO, Mary Barra, Paul Atkins, the CEO of Global Partners, Patomake Global Partners, I think is how you say it, and so on and so forth. Even BlackRock CEO Larry Fink, who, by the way, did you know that is the largest investment management firm? You knew that, right? Who, in a letter to shareholders, back calls for private investments to rebuild U.S. infrastructure. Now, that would be something, I got to say. If you could get, if you have a president that gets private companies to chip in money to help with his infrastructure plan, that is pretty amazing. Apparently, this pitch is continuing. A pitch to a lot of New York area CEOs. It's going to be interesting. Be interesting to see if that, if really they, how much money they can get privately, I think. And I don't care, Democrat, Republican, really, if you're hearing this, I don't know, and you're saying public and private, if that money's there, that's pretty good. If you get people on board, get companies on board, and they're willing to chip in, I don't know. There's something to be said for that. I agree with that. Cut some of the red tape and actually get things done. And trust me, on the bridge thing, I mean, how many broken bridges do we have? Brutal bridges in the United States, right? Broken infrastructure. Every day I look this up. And every day there are new bridges that get added to the list. Neglected, trashed roads. Something does have to be done. I mean, it's slowly coming apart. There's no doubt about that. So I say I'm all for that. If you can get that, pump up that money and get a little bit of both, absolutely. I mean, think about different areas. There's a stretch, it's been described a lot, but a stretch of the Mississippi River that runs beneath the collapsed I-35 West Bridge in Minneapolis. And the U.S. Transportation Secretary, Mary Peters, released way back when, in 2007, a $5 million grant to help clean up and do recovery at the site of the disaster. But barely. Now, in a very populated city, there's still damage that needs to be repaired, the neglect, etc. How much does it all cost? Every single day that passes, the infrastructure threatens our quality of life in all of our states and cities and towns. There has to be a maintenance plan. There has to be some priority. I say get that done. Genius if you can have the private sector be a part of it. Take a little from each to fix the broken bridges, the ripped up roads, and just period the infrastructure that has deteriorated around us, that is crumbling, especially with some of the worst conditions that we've seen infrastructure wise. And the federal government cannot carry the burden of it because they can't afford it. So to split the bill, to go Dutch in a way, I think is smart. But I'll tell you what, I can name 10 places near me where the infrastructure needs to be improved. So I would raise my hand and say, let me give you a list of what needs to be fixed. And I know some of you would say the very same thing. Coming up on America Tonight, it's about the numbers. Another edition of We Can Count.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsidebend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Jump to a poll. I am the poll princess, and I haven't gone there in a while. So I'm going to do it for this segment anyway. This is how we're going to start off. Ivanka Trump. What do you think I'm going to say after Ivanka Trump? There's a poll about her popularity. Is she popular or not? A new SurveyMonkey poll released on Monday revealed that a majority of young women share a negative view of Ivanka. The poll found that the first daughter is much more popular among women ages 34 and over than she is with young women, according to the survey. Bum-ba-da-da. I always wanted to do that. Bum-ba-da-da. 40% of women between the ages of 18 and 34 find the first daughter unfavorable, compared to only 32% who see her favorable. You get the gist of this, right? A survey is a survey. And I just don't think that, I shouldn't say they don't care, but I don't think they pay attention to poll numbers. Even Ivanka Trump, she seems to always be there in some of these big important moments. And of course, she is operating as an advisor to her father, the president, in the White House. The head of the United Airlines said in an email to his employees on Monday that the security guards who violently dragged a passenger from his seat were following established procedure for dealing with situations that were like that. The situation, as the memo read, was unfortunately compounded when one of the passengers that they politely asked to deplane refused. and it became necessary to contact the Chicago Aviation Security Officers to help. Our employees, according to the memo, found established procedures for dealing with situations like this one. That was from the CEO of United Airlines, who is Oscar Munoz. Munoz's message to staff comes in the middle of public scrutiny after a passenger refused to relinquish his seat on an overbooked plane and was violently dragged off the plane, like I said. And there's videos everywhere. They've gone viral. So not, you know, the email doesn't back up the initial reaction because the videos, the videos are brutal. I mean, dragged is the right word to, use. Just dragged. And see, because we all have these cameras called iPhones or other types of phones, but, you know, you press video and ba-dum-ba-da, it's rolling. Everybody was rolling on that flight. And what are they going to do? That's, you know, they're going to see it. So it is shown all over the place. And you see it, and the guy, I was watching it this morning again, and the guy refused to get out of the seat. So then it becomes a question of, okay, how far do we want to go with this? How far are we willing to take it? And we're following protocol, and the protocol says they have to be removed. So if they have to be removed, then we got to remove them by whatever the means is it's necessary. And of course, on other planes, there have been passengers who have helped detain an unruly passenger. And this time around, it was, you know, it just, I mean, just flat out, come on in, grab them and roll with them. It is disturbing to see it, I have to say. I can't even imagine that happening. I don't know if you have plane stories. Who doesn't, right? Even if you only fly once in a while. Imagine this. I was scurrying to get back home to see my family, and I was on a plane that went from DFW, of course, had to make one of those lame stops in Chicago, which is always dicey, especially in the winter, because it could bury you in snow and you could be stuck. But luckily, not stuck. It was really actually very pleasant. Got back onto the second flight, and then it happened. The guy in front of me pushed his chair back and almost into my lap, it felt like, and the guy next to me was talking to me. He didn't like it. And he said something to him about put the chair up, and he said something back to him. And I had a book in my hand, and he said, let me see your book, and he took the book, and I'm not kidding you, and he clopped the guy on the head. I mean, now, not full on, I'm going to give you a concussion, but tapped him with the book. So it started a little bit of a fight. And by the time the flight crew, some that were around, came to see what was happening, we had calmed it down because I thought, I said to both of them, I need to get home. And if they go and investigate this and this becomes a bigger deal, then none of us are getting out of here. And it was like the day before. It was Christmas Eve, I think. And it was now. If that happened, oh, yeah, they would have taken everybody off the plane or at least removed a couple of people from the plane. It's pretty bad. So the memo, one unruly passenger, one is your number. And United Airlines in dealing with that. Coffee and heart palpitations. I think of all the people I know that drink coffee all day long and go to Starbucks and other places and or take breaks and are drinking coffee. I drink like 2 cups max a day. So what they're saying is there is a coffee that is called Black Insomnia. And they first started selling this in Cape Town, South Africa. It's $19 a pound. The online business sold 3 tons more than other local shops. They're in 22 countries. They're listed on Amazon now, so you can go check it out. And its strength comes from the type of bean, Robusta, and the way they're roasted. And they say it's the world's strongest, period. World's strongest. Twice as strong as Starbucks dark roast. Wow. So they say, depending on how you brew it, could cause heart palpitations. And the FDA and the International Food Information Council recommend 400 milligrams of caffeine for daily consumption. But one shot is 702. You know, one cup of coffee, 12 ounces. So, yeah, heart palpitations indeed. And see, I don't like super strong coffee. So for me, I don't know about the rest of you, coffee is personal. Do you drink it black? Do you put just a little bit of sugar in it? Do you put no sugar in it? Do you put some of the fake sugar in it? Do you put a lot of cream in it? A little bit of cream in it? There's so many different ways to take coffee. I don't like it super sweet, but I definitely do not like strong coffee. And I know some of you can relate. The U.S., Mexico, and Canada are all part of the countries that are trying to get the World Cup, part of the 2026 World Cup bid. Who wins it? Who knows? But all are pushing. That announcement was made Monday afternoon because, of course, they have a big old press conference. And they did it at the One World Observatory in New York. And you think about this immigration stance and the fact that you got both of those countries up there. The big issues are not even thinking about that. Not even thinking about it. So FIFA, soccer's governing body, is expected to name the host for 2026 in May 2020, which is the final year of Trump's first presidential term. But because of our term limits, he wouldn't be in office in 2026. Multiple nations hosting the World Cup. All of them. Wanting to host the World Cup. Be incredibly big. To have all of those. U.S., Mexico, and Canada. We'll see if that, in fact, happens. Pretty tough to get that. It's pretty tough to get the bids anyway. Toyota has decided it's going to have an injection of cash big time into Kentucky. If you're listening to me in the great state of Kentucky, one of my faves, Toyota says, yeah, we're plunking down $1.3 billion for a Camry plant. They have to upgrade the assembly technology there. The plant is in Georgetown, Kentucky. 8,200 workers. The president of Toyota Motor Manufacturing in Kentucky said it's time for facelift. It's a major overhaul. It'll be create more flexibility. And remember, President Trump attacked Toyota on Twitter for its plans to open a factory in Mexico to build the Corolla, even though Toyota said those plans would not cause any job losses in the United States. So the plant recently added 700. Ever have a Camry? I know a lot of people that have driven Camrys in the past and really like the way they function and the way they last. Get your popcorn coming back. We got the biggest, baddest, boldest headlines shaking things up in the nation right now.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play around. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter. In other words, hold my hand.
Parents are asked to report to Cajon High School, and please be prepared to present proper identification. And parents, please be patient with the process. Your child's safety is of utmost concern.
That's what it sounded like. San Bernardino horror show. The worst nightmare for any parent to hear that. I can't imagine. I'd just be filled with craziness, seriously, wanting to just grab my child. And anywhere you look, there are stories about, wow, we hang our heads again. We look at this. We cannot believe what has happened. But yet it continues to happen. Does it catch us off guard? Does it not catch us off guard? So a boy just 8 years old, no longer on this earth, because a man who was married to a woman for just a couple of months, filled with rage, went to a school, she was a teacher, killed her, couple of bullets hit a couple of students, and one of them died. And this teacher, apparently, that was really amazing. That's a sad story as well, because you had, you know, this is a classroom for students with what they call intellectual disabilities. And so many of the parents, I love this, they're remembering her as well, saying what she did for the kids was amazing. Imagine the shakeup for all of them. And you've got one child hanging on that I believe, my last check just moments ago, stable condition, so should survive it, but, you know, survive that, walk out of that at 9 years old, what damage is done there, and plus just damage to the school. I mean, you know, there's no putting this back together easily. You have a guy, violent, burst into a classroom, doesn't speak, starts to spray bullets, reloads the weapon before he shoots himself. And you had the two students behind the teacher who were also shot. So the boy that they now have identified was a kid named Jonathan Martinez. And I really applaud the first responders because they scrambled to do what they could to try to save his life. The 9-year-old student is still, as I mentioned, in the hospital. There were 15 students in the classroom. 15 students. And the kids, some of the kids, you know, talked about it. And anywhere you look tonight on any, from any journalistic source, I'll call it, meaning any newspaper, whether it's, I'm just going to .com, whatever it is. You read the same headlines, whether it's the Los Angeles Times or whether it's, you know, the New York paper, whatever. Just sad. Sad to hear the stories of the kids through the kids' eyes. Because think about being in their little shoes. I've said this before, but when I was going to school, what were we worried about at school? Were we going to get out early? Were we going to get a chance at kickball? Will we get an extra hot dog on hot dog day? Oof, would they have enough chocolate milk? Really, nothing compared to what now is rattling around with these kids. The other big headline that we would certainly see as we wind down this hour of America tonight is the Alabama governor and this sex scandal. Sex and politics. We know that the two often go hand in hand eventually. There's some of that. So this has been a long time coming. This governor, Robert Bentley, some of you listening to us in the fine state of Alabama know and have been frustrated by it. He accepts a deal that forced him to resign as governor, pleads guilty. He pleads guilty, so that was the first thing. And as I say that, and like I mentioned, it's because it's been going on for so long, he pleads guilty to two misdemeanors and agrees to never again hold public office. And the agreement was hammered out over the weekend and throughout the day by lawyers for the Alabama Attorney General's office and Bentley's attorneys. And it requires Bentley to repay the state for misused money. And guess what? He's got to be out there picking up trash or doing some kind of community service. Serves them right if they have him out there doing that. 100 hours of unpaid community service. He has to repay $8,900 of campaign money spent on legal fees of the former aide involved with Bentley, which led to the deal. He has to forfeit his campaign account. That's at $36,000. And as a result of that, they're not going to pursue other felonies against him because there were others that were sitting there. They had him. They pretty much had him with the rubber hose treatment. Hey, you do this, or guess what? We got this, this, and this on you, and it's going to be worse. It's going to be worse. Oh, and they had tapes. Oh, they had everything. They had the transcripts. Anything you want, they had it. 3,000 plus pages. So an awful picture came out of the governor, if you read any of it. A long-running affair, questionable activities, improper use of state aircraft to intimidate witnesses and campaign violations. It's done. It's done. And he knew he had no choice. They backed him into a corner. And he had nothing he could do. They nailed him. And that was the promise that was going to, you know, that was going to happen. And in the meantime, the woman he had the affair with, her husband defended his state salary because he makes a state salary of $91,000 a year as the executive director of Governor Robert Bentley's Office of Faith-Based and Community Initiatives. So that's a sticky wicket, as the actress Maggie Smith would say. Very much a sticky wicket. Think that's going to hold up? I think it's going to be tough. I got to give you some happy news. This is kind of reported on a little bit. I don't know if it's in every single newspaper, but you know I'm going to lay some sports on you when I can and here and there. D'Angelo Russell hit the game winner on Sunday. Plays for the Los Angeles Lakers. He's a future. He already is a star, but a big future star. And he hit the game-winning three-pointer. Lakers 110-109 over the T-Wolves. He told one of the reporters after the game that he learned of his grandmother's death Sunday morning and hit the shot for her. He said his grandma was everything to him, a very strong woman who held the family together, too young to go, happened suddenly. This 21 years old, he is consistent. He is a superstar for the Lakers, who have a bright future, but not this season. It's not a great season for them, but it will be in the next couple of seasons. Maybe even next season will be a lot better, and he certainly is part of that. But I love that he had her in his heart and said that immediately, that he hit that and was thinking about her throughout the game. So what do we learn? That a cup of coffee could cause heart palpitations. Would you drink it? The strongest of all coffees, Black Insomnia. I don't need jitters. Anybody out there need jitters, nervousness, restlessness, trouble sleeping, cardiac arrhythmia? I don't think so. Make it count, everybody. And thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.